The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. So we are seeing market sentiment getting a bit of a lift from the news flow in the past 12 hours. First, we had the ECB rolling out a fresh round of stimulus. Then this morning, US President Donald Trump confirming reports that he will consider an interim trade deal with China. Well, to help us make sense of it all, we've got Radhika Rao, economist at DBS Bank. Morning, Radhika. How are you doing?
Hey, morning, Ren.
Yes, happy Friday, Radhika. Let's walk through what's really the market's focusing on this morning. We've got the ECB policy meeting. It was very closely watched because people were expecting a lot out of the outgoing President Mario Draghi. So just a couple of highlights. You have the ECB cutting rates by 10 basis points to negative 0.5%. You have the QE program coming back in the form of $20 billion in bonds being bought every month. And then you have the forward guidance being lowered as well. So heading into this meeting, Radhika, there were quite pretty dovish expectations. Do you think Mario Draghi has met them all? Is this the bazooka that the market was looking out for?
Certainly, ECB Chief Draghi has ticked all the boxes. I think his main dictum was, whatever it takes. And I think he's delivered on that. So there's across the board, you've seen deposit cut, like you rightly mentioned. And then you've got a QE that started as well as forward guidance. So there was a bit of a worry that there was a significant opposition towards restarting the QE. Mm-hmm. I think that was where there was a big question mark, whether they'll be able to do it now or push it back to the next meeting. And we also know that Mr. Draghi is the outgoing ECB chief, and you've got Ms. Lagarde, who's going to take over November onwards. But even having to deliver on that, I think this is vastly what was promised. I think the one sticking point would be that none of the QE thresholds have been changed to mean that you can only buy a certain quantum of sovereign bonds from every government, every national member. So that has not changed. So it'll be interesting to see if that has changed as well. Because if it's not, that means in about 6-9 months, we might hit some of the country's limits. But barring that, I think most of the boxes have been ticked.
So it looks like Mario Draghi has delivered to the expectations. So, Radhika, if we take a step back into time, the past 9 months maybe, we remember that ECB signaled that it was done with loose monetary policy. But now with QE coming back, that of course has changed. What has pretty much been different in the past 9 months? What has been the concerns that have emerged?
Oh, sure, Ryan. I think there are two pronged concerns. One, I think, was on the growth front. Now, if you were to go back, second half of last year, Germany's production as well as auto sector underwent a slowdown in the third quarter. It was expected to be a quarter problem, but it went on to second half of the last year, and it spilled over to 2019 as well. At the same time, you had external risks built up, particularly from the global trade perspective, heightened tensions with US-China, and slowing growth in China as well. So that was on the growth front. So growth risks heightened. And at the same time, inflation, which looked, at least on the supply side, to pick up last year, really fizzled out into this year. Oil has come down since last year's, 80. We are at about 60-ish levels now. Inflationary expectations have really corrected very, very sharply. It is in big contrast to how inflationary expectations are in the U.S., in fact. So I think on both these ends, inflation as well as growth, there has been disappointment, and I think it's going to slow down further. And given that risk in mind, I think the ECB's approach was, let's act before it gets worse, and let's act if it doesn't get better from here. So that is a very different perspective on policy, and hence I think there's a change in the direction.
We are chatting with Radhika Rao, economist at DBS, helping us to break down the ECB monetary policy decision last night. Radhika, despite Mario Draghi saying the downside risks are rising, things like Brexit still on the horizon, there was actually a bit of resistance coming from some central banks. We are looking at France, Germany, the Netherlands. They were not really happy with another round of QE. Why is there this resistance coming from some parts of the Eurozone?
There are a couple of arguments why. Firstly, is the sense of urgency. whether, you know, the central bank could wait and see before another round of QE was required.
Like after,
you know, Brexit. Your last question, you know, it's after 9 months. I mean, it stopped since January, and we're now in August, and we're looking at resuming it in November. So I think it is a sense of urgency whether we need to do it now or await Brexit or a trade war to escalate. And secondly, was what it does to monetary policy. Essentially, we are hitting limits in terms of, you know, monetary policy and other tools in the toolkit. And if we do that, if there is a sharper slowdown in global growth, you would have not that much avenue left to stimulate the economy. So I think a couple of these arguments go, you know, back the case of relative hawks in the council. But certainly, I think, like Mr. Draghi mentioned, it wasn't a unanimous decision, but a majority were behind him.
So it feels like some people are a bit more conservative and hoping they'll save some of the ammunition. Radhika, taking a look at the measures they rolled out, do you think they're enough? Because Mario Draghi said, you know, central banks shouldn't just rely on monetary policy. They should also look at their own fiscal policies.
Certainly, I think monetary policy is nearing its limit. I think we have gone down the QE route, we have gone down the rates route, and rates are now in negative and dipping lower. So there is a natural limit to how much extra fluid, you know, extra liquidity and low rates can do. So hence this, and I think for the very first time, you've seen the policy communication very, very clearly mentioned that the national governments, particularly the members who have the fiscal space, should come out and stimulate growth as well. So I think that would be the theme for 2020. If you see Ms. Lagarde, who is coming in after Mr. Draghi, has already started talking about it, saying, you know, monetary policy can't shoulder the burden, full burden, and that fiscal policy will also have to play a part. And, you know, to draw parallels to Asia, you've seen many of the countries here, including to the likes of China, Thailand, already dole out fiscal stimulus to support growth. So certainly, monetary policy can only go that far. You would need fiscal policy to also step in to make sure it's a coordinated policy approach.
Okay, monetary policy, of course, will pretty much involve the money supply. The fiscal side of things will involve things like taxes and spending. Radhika, just to wrap things up, we had news this morning that President Donald Trump is open to an interim deal with China. There's been a lot of goodwill being built up over the past week. Is this a good sign, you know, for trade relations as well with the EU, which is another risk that the EU is looking out for?
We're certainly watching the announcements. You know, the situation is quite fluid. If we dial back to the first half of the year as well, we did see some cooling off in tensions and the prospect that it could be an imminent deal. But that didn't come to pass. In fact, it escalated further.
So, that's right.
It's all good news. It's all good news. I think it's great to see that, you know, the two countries are on the same page. But we would really be skeptical based on past experience and hence continue to watch this very closely. And 2020 also being a year when the U.S. is also going into elections. So we'll have to see whether a deal would be considered, you know, would they go into the election with a deal, with some kind of compromise or keeping tensions.
It's not over until it's over. Thank you so much, Radhika Rao, economist at DBS Bank, helping us to break down the latest on the ECB monetary policy decision. Radhika, have a great weekend ahead.
Thanks, Ryan, to you and all the listeners as well.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.